Audio Boo. So it's Thursday night, and it's been a kaleidoscopic existential experience tonight. I've just bought some Chinese food, and I'm about to sit down on a very cold metal shelf and await my taxi. I thought someone was saying Dave, then they weren't. I had some very deep thoughts tonight. I'm a bit drunk, but today was my last day working for Turner Broadcasting in London. My contract didn't expire. I left to go and work for Leap Anywhere, leapcr.com, social responsibility software. And it's difficult, man. It's a really difficult, convoluted decision-making pipeline when you are a contractor. Because I've been at Turner for about, give or take, 9 months. And technically, it's been a challenge. But personally, culturally, it's been the most fun I think I've had anywhere since I've started working in the freelance field. So it's difficult to move, because my main reason for moving is personal challenge, adventure, whatever. You know, if it's all about friendship and bonding, I wouldn't leave. And today was very, very, very fucking strange. I think that's my taxi. No, that's Belfry, the guy who threatened to throttle me last time I went down there. So I don't never get their cabs. Anyway, so I've made some really good friends, and it's very strange when you leave somewhere, or you make a change, or you make a ripple, how people react. And I made a very good friend there, and I don't think he found it very easy for me to leave. And because of that, I thought, am I doing the right thing? Because our friendship was strong, and we didn't realise how strong till I left. So my responsibility now is to maintain that friendship and nurture that friendship and make sure that friendship fucking carries on, irrespective of my own path through life. So I'm now sitting at Reigate Station with some Chinese food, waiting for a cab to go home and take the first of the 17 days I have off, which I think are well earned. Zen out, prepare for the fact that from April the 18th, I'm going to be working for a pretty hardcore startup. And that was it, actually, back to my point. Because I checked in on Gowalla, those guys and girls who I'm going to work with wanted to come and see me, which is quite flattering. And they mixed it up with my current work colleagues. And the bizarre thing about that, if you're a contractor, is you don't usually get that. You just go from one to the other, blah, blah, blah. But it was interesting to see them all jamming. And because of the fact that Leap, where I'm going, and I spoke to the salesman as well tonight, who I'm usually very wary of salesmen, but when you put a fire up a salesman's arse and they're selling something socially valuable, that's something to see. Everyone's looking at me now because I'm talking into a stick. So I intend to go and put my entire being into this thing. But before that, I've got 2 weeks off, so I intend to wake up dazed tomorrow and ask what the hell is going on. Whatever you're doing, make the fucker count.